Let's play Is It Cheating?
Okay.
I'm going to give you 10 quick scenarios, and I just want a yes or a no. Your opinions, and you're not, your opinion is not wrong. It's what you think about the scenario.
Okay.
Okay? So, here we go. Jason Goodman, yes or no?
Okay.
I know sometimes you like to, you know.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
Waffle.
Okay, scenario number one. Sending heart emojis, compliments, or inside jokes to someone in a romantic way. Cheating or nah?
Cheating.
Yes.
Cheating.
Cheating, yes.
Yeah, 33% say cheating.
That's it?
That's not high.
That's what I said, 33%.
Especially you said in a romantic way.
Like, as soon as you said romantic way, it's cheating.
That's what I thought.
You like on Instagram, it's a heart, but mm-hmm. yeah, okay.
This is why it is
a romantic way.
Kind of a shocking thing. 33% said, Fantasy messaging, saying stuff like, what if we were single with somebody? Cheating or nah?
Cheating.
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 Okay. Cheating scenario number three. Having a secret friendship your partner doesn't know about, cheating or no?
I'm assuming with the opposite sex, right?
A secret friendship.
No.
Cheating.
Cheating.
I'm going to assume that it's with a guy could be a friend.
It says a secret
friendship. I guess if the friendship is cheating, then it is probably opposite sex things. Yeah, I mean, why would they not? Why would a secret one? Why would you have a secret friendship? It could be somebody they don't know. So, Matt, why do you not think?
I mean, if you're actively trying to keep it a secret, but if you just have one that they don't know about, mm-hmm. I don't think that's cheating.
Okay.
I interact with people all the time. My wife has no idea who they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes we interact with people and we have no idea who they are.
Right. That's also true.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's like not a secret, but it's like also I'm not lying by omission. I just don't think about saying anything.
Yeah, I took it as you're hiding the fact that you're friends with them.
Yeah,
then I think that's cheating.
Having a secret friendship, 34% said yes.
Okay.
It is cheating. Next cheating scenario, secretly meeting someone one-on-one.
Cheating
or no?
Cheating.
No.
Matt.
What do you got to tell us?
I don't think so. I mean, that doesn't have anything to do with your intent. I have meetings with people constantly. A lot of times they're of the opposite sex. It has nothing to do with wanting to cheat.
You just said in the last one, Matt, that if you're actively knowing it to hide it, and that's kind of what this is saying.
You're insinuating that. It doesn't say you're hiding a meeting
doesn't
from somebody.
Say secret?
Secretly meeting someone one-on-one.
It's not meeting. It didn't say meeting someone one-on-one.
Yeah,
it's secretly meeting.
Secretly?
Secretly that's would actively, denote.
Yeah. Like I think regardless, if you're actively trying to hide something from your significant other, regardless of what it is, that's a form of mistrust.
Well, secretly that's what that is.
But I don't see that as cheating.
Okay, maybe there could be scenarios, but the secret part I would want to know more about. Like, why are you secretly meeting with somebody one-on-one?
Yeah, I think maybe the reason these numbers are so low is because it's not
as clear cut.
Actually cheating.
You're not
physical with the other person.
But you're emotionally possibly.
But could be, but also, could be. But is it, if I go and I meet somebody secretly, I am creating mistrust in my relationship because I'm not telling them,
but I'm not
physically doing anything.
That's true.
To me, the very first question Katie asked included the word romantic.
Mm-hmm.
That insinuated like a feeling that went along with the action. There's none of that in the rest of
it. The last question you said was cheating and it was a secret.
I said it wasn't cheating.
Mm-hmm. He said no.
He said no.
The question before this one?
Correct. I said no.
He's two in a row.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, next question. Cheating or no? Keeping in touch with an ex without telling your partner. Cheating or no?
Matt?
Keeping in touch with an ex without telling your partner. I think that's cheating.
Matt's the litmus test.
You've had a romantic history with that person.
Keeping in touch with an ex without telling your partner.
I guess it's inappropriate for sure.
Mm-hmm. Is it cheating?
Would it be cheating?
The caveat would be,
what are you talking about?
If you were married and you have children together, you have to be in touch.
I think it's a really bad idea.
I guess they would know in that point, though.
A lot of cheating is with exes, so I would say you're going down the wrong path for sure, cheating.
Yeah, if you've been in a relationship with them before, that's cheating.
Okay, Jason?
Cheating.
Okay, 36%, so that's the highest one so far. Well, 36% said secretly meeting someone one-on-one was cheating. 36% said keeping in touch with an ex without telling your partner because you're actively keeping that relationship going. Cheating or no scenario, the next scenario, deleting messages so your partner won't see them. Cheating or no?
No.
No.
Well, I guess it's not cheating. It's just, but what are the messages? What are you deleting?
Well, I mean, even if it wasn't, even if it wasn't
the romantic messages,
I don't know.
Even if it wasn't, it didn't say romantic. Number one and two, you know how women are. They see the message. Well, if you go through somebody's text messages, regardless of either side, you start thinking, what was that? And you literally think that they're hiding something and it's cheating. You do. If and it's like, you would have to explain, no, there's, you're missing the context of this
See,
whole thing.
See, I agree with you, not the woman part. I think man or woman, you go looking for something, you will find something every time.
Right.
Whether it's something or not.
Right.
So that's why I don't think it's cheating.
This should have been inappropriate or not. That'd probably been better.
Just
well, I like this. It's a fun game. But a lot of this stuff is inappropriate.
It's hard to think.
It's harder to think.
Are you actually cheating? Yeah.
Yeah, inappropriate is pretty easy. Mm-hmm. Divorce is not.
But is it?
I mean, sorry. Yeah, cheating is not.
All right. Cheating or no. So, did I tell you 36% said yes? That it was
correct.
Cheating, deleting messages? Okay. Cheating scenario, the next one. Keeping someone in your phone under a fake name. Cheating or no?
No.
No.
I mean, no, it's just, gotta know more.
You know, 37% say yes.
It's inappropriate. Mm-hmm. Like, why?
I mean, intent matters a lot.
You're right. Yeah. And the fact is, you might want to change it because, let's say it is just Samantha who you're working with, and again, your significant other looks at the phone, it's like, who is Samantha calling all the time? It's just that whole, you're avoiding the
that's
fighting.
Why Jason changed her name to Spam Risk in your phone. So when she calls at midnight, you're like, I don't know who that is.
It's spam.
But knowing how you spell, it'd be spelled wrong.
Right.
Spoo Risk. Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Like, I saw that meme one time. It made me laugh.
Spam Risk. Okay, cheating. 37% said yes, it was cheating. Cheating scenario, the next one, maintaining a dating app profile.
Yes.
Just to look or for validation.
Yeah, that's cheating.
Cheating or no?
And I've known a man and a woman who've done that. And I'm like, are you joking?
That is.
They're in a long-term relationship. Yeah. Like, I just curious. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
You're playing with major fire.
Yes. I know. I have been kind of, I've known exactly how I feel about all of these. It's absolutely inappropriate.
Yeah.
This one to me is absurd.
You're on a dating site.
And you're with somebody.
Yeah.
That
come
to me
on,
is
man.
Cheating. You're looking outside the relationship.
Yeah.
That to me is cheating. It is.
Yeah, it's cheating as long as you actively know that you have one. If there's one from a long time ago, then yeah. But if you actively know that you're looking at and doing that,
and
cheating.
Checking it. You're saying like even
this is
checking
maintaining.
It.
Yeah, maintaining. This is maintaining a dating.
Maintaining cheating,
A dating app. 37% said yes.
That's low.
I know.
Jeez.
Right. I guess. At this point, it's like putting in the tip, cheating or not.
Oh, my God.
21% say no.
Did they define cheating for these lunatics that said no?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I guess it's got to like, in our mind, we think cheating is like having sexual contact with somebody,
but there's emotional cheating.
It's been emotional too.
No, I know, but I think that's
it's
maybe like, it's where I'm guessing this is the baseline for a lot of people. Like, well, it's not appropriate, but is it actually cheating?
Which is,
I guess that's fair.
So, but no, but it's so sad.
Let's say if a partner deleted a message from somebody, I wouldn't be like, you're a cheater.
No,
but I'd be like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. I want to
know more. Mm-hmm. Right? Or if they talk to an ex, well, what'd you talk about?
Yeah. Or why are you meeting with them?
Right.
What is it?
What's it
you
about?
Know, yeah. All right. Cheating scenario. The next one. Talking with one person late into the night while hiding it from your partner.
Cheating.
Yeah. I think it's emotional. I mean, what are you talking about?
There's
one word
that did it for me was the hiding.
Hiding it. Why are
That's
you hiding it?
Late into the night.
Why are you all late in the night for? I'll say yes.
Now, I have texted with all you fools late into the night.
I know. And I'm like, Katie, put a shirt
but
on.
But there
please.
Is no.
We're not hiding it.
But there's no hiding.
Yeah.
Ben should be worried.
Yeah. Well, oh, my gosh. Katie's calling me. Well, late in the night for Katie's 8 p.m.
That's true.
That's very
that
true.
That is true.
I get this. This is a bad when I had a partner.
Yes.
This is bad. Katie's calling.
It, yeah.
If you're hiding it, that's cheating. Unless it's the opposite sex or if you're gay, the same sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're talking with one person late into the night while hiding it from your partner.
Yeah, I think that's cheating.
Cheating. 40% said yes.
Okay.
So it's getting a little bit higher. And then the final scenario, cheating or nah. Keeping an ongoing flirtatious text conversation with someone.
That's cheating.
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 Yeah. 41%.